Hello. Today I want to talk about asking questions. It's interesting how many ways we can ask for things in English. I wanted to explain a little in this podcast about the different ways to do this. In fact, I had to think a lot about this before I recorded the podcast, as it depends a lot on the situation and who we are talking with. Regarding asking people for things, in English, we tend to use the conditional form a lot. This is where the question sounds more polite. For example, could I have a cup of tea, please? Sounds more polite than can I have a cup of tea, please? The reason is that English people usually, but not always, of course, try to be polite. And the word could means that the person who is being asked would feel that the person asking the question was not demanding a cup of tea, almost that the person being asked has a choice. Of course, if you were in a cafe asking this question, it would seem a bit silly, because they usually want to give you some tea. But this way of asking questions is still very much in our language. This is similar. Or, could I trouble you for? This is very polite and formal. Between friends and family, we have less formal ways. Can you lend me a garden rake? Is perfectly acceptable if you're asking a family member. It's not normally used so much. It sounds a little impolite sometimes. However, as always, there are exceptions. For example, I want a holiday. I've been working too many hours. This could be used as a statement. But if you were asking your boss for a holiday, you would usually say, could I have next week off, please? I want to go on holiday. Some other questions. Have you got some stamps? This is okay when asking for stamps in a post office. But also, do you have some stamps? Do you have any stamps? Would be the right question to see if the place selling stamps had any stamps, such as a newsagent. Do you sell stamps? Would also be okay if you were in a shop and wanted to see if they sold stamps. To add emphasis, we often say, I really would like some coffee. Do you have any? Or, could I have some coffee, please? I really would like some. Do you mind if I take this leaflet, for example? This is a useful phrase in, say, a tourist information office where they offer leaflets and you think that they are being offered for free, but you're not sure. Will you come to my party? A direct question to a friend, which means that they should give you an answer, yes or no. An alternative, and a more polite version, would be, would you come to my party? This means that the person being asked might say, oh, no thanks, I have to visit my mother, or something like that. But thanks for asking me. Shall we go to the seaside for our holidays? Is more direct than, should we go to the seaside for our holidays? And usually you would get a different response to these questions. The first question would normally mean the person being asked would say, yes, sounds a good idea. Or, no, I don't want to go to the seaside this year. In other words, a yes or a no answer would usually be given. The second question would normally mean the person being asked would say, let me think about it. It might be worth doing. Or, I'm not sure whether I like the idea or not. So it is worth learning the different ways to ask for things in English and see what response you get. If you find that the question seems too direct, then try using could I, or could you, or could we, should I, you or we, would I, you or we, or might I, might you, might we. Also, you can use direct questions. Can I, shall I, or will I? Don't be worried about using these ways of asking. If you need help, or you're in trouble, or you need a direct yes or no answer. I'll see you next time. Bye.